want to kind of show people your testimonial, and then you can kind of reflect on your testimonial of what was going on through that period of time, because you documented it very nicely. And I know that took you a little bit of time to write. Being a copywriter myself, I know that writing isn't, you know, people think, oh, yeah, you can just write. No, you can't. It takes time to write. I've been doing it for a long time. But, you know, when I heard this title that you put here, From Rut to Renewal, and I look at what you went through, and you actually just came, you're just on a year with us now, right? A year in a couple months. And from understanding what Abba was doing with My Patriots Network, where he was bringing the Lama and the Lamasery to me, to My Patriots Network, in order to bring this message out and, you know, not let people get trapped by the doom and gloom of everything, but actually give them hope to, you know, change their life for the better. So here's kind of, you know, so you got involved in September 21st. You started the training in the Tai Chi Gong and the 45-day challenge, right? At that time, were you also a private member?
Yes.
So yeah, because you found out about us in May, and then you became a private member in September. And so talk a little bit about this here, what's been happening since you got involved in the advanced training, and then how, you know, what's been happening personally in your life with your connection to the Creator, with what's going on in your life, because, you know, we all got things going on in our lives. And then, you know, why did you decide to move forward to become a teacher? And then what you feel, you know, because you got a lot of beautiful, and I recommend that everybody reads this testimonial, but, you know, what your plans are, you know, what does Abba, you know, have for Dr. Jeannie? You know, what is that path that he's laying out for you, Dr. Jeannie?
So, you know, I was struggling to decide whether or not to keep my office. That was a big question coming up. Do I want a brick and mortar? And actually, I had my practice 20 years in Southern California before I moved back to Florida in 2014. And I took a year off not even thinking. I was really quite burned out after 20 years of it in California. But Abba, you know, had me get right back into Oriental medicine. And in 2015, I opened my practice. But all the while, I was wanting out of it. And, you know, I've struggled 40 years with depression. That's been my health challenge. And so when I heard Master Lama reframe it as death urge, I mean, I'd never heard that before. It just took a whole nother, put another light on it. So I was challenged to want to stay in the practice. But then when I realized what was trying to pull me out was the death urge.
Right.
Now, joining Mastermind, which I've done many different business coaching, I've had a coach for a year and all kinds of things like that. So I know that's important to do when you're in business. And Joseph Land coming on too, I joined the Insiders Club. And one of the things he said was, this is the best time to have a business. And that really shifted me. I thought, I best see what I can do, you know, keep the brick and mortar for now. And then he also gave me the courage and the mastermind, knowing I need to change my mindset when it comes to investing. I hadn't been investing. In fact, when I lost everything in 2008, it was really challenging to get back in for myself. And mastermind going, I was there every week with it for months and months and months. And it gave me the courage to invest and look into digital currencies. And all that was building my confidence, you know, in having multiple streams of income, because I'd been exchanging hours for dollars. in my practice.
Yep.
So,
a lot. I put the testimonial link in the chat, folks, so that if you want to read about Dr. Jeannie, her background a little bit, it's in her testimonial, so you can read that. Kind of go through. They want to know, like, what are you a doctor of? Kind of what your practice has been, evolved around.
Excellent. My doctorate is in Oriental medicine. I have do functional and integrative medicine. I've had outstanding teachers over the years. An acupuncturist from China who started learning from his great grandfather at the age of 11, and he went to Harvard Medical School. He specialized in neurology, and I was his grasshopper for a year. He trained and taught me the blend of Eastern and Western medicine. And so I've integrated East and West. And also the healing aspect. I had a Roman Catholic priest I followed for 5 years. He was authentic, hands-on healer. He left the priesthood to form his own ministry. And I went all around the country in South America with him. And yeah, Father Ron. So I incorporate all body, mind, spirit, and try to meet people where they are. In my practice, I'm an herbalist, I'm a nutritionist, of course, acupuncture, I do homeopathy. I think my focus primarily, well, I do chronic disease reversal. And most of the time people come to me with a long list of medications and I work to get them off.
Very good.
And always food first. I love to cook. I love food. I want to try Master Lama's chili. But you know, food first. That's, and I let people know up front, this is who I am, this is how I want to work with you, and I may not be the doctor for you. So I'm real upfront with them